Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and say it with me, I know who I play for. If the dynamic laws of prosperity taught us how to live in circulation, then the magic of believing by Claude M. Bristol shows us how to turn faith into form, how to activate the unseen power that makes the invisible visible. What's fascinating about this book is where it came from. Claude Bristol wasn't a mystic or a minister. He was a soldier. The magic of believing was initially conceived to help World War I veterans adjust to civilian life, to rediscover purpose and rebuild confidence after witnessing unimaginable loss. And that context matters because that's what belief does. It rebuilds. It restores. It reminds us that no matter how much the world has hardened us, our inner power can still be renewed. That's why this book is so timeless, because everyone, at some point, faces a war within themselves, a battle between what they've been conditioned to believe and what they know to be true deep inside. And belief, real belief, is how you come home from that war. I think of all the people right now who are leaving systems that no longer serve them. Religion that became routine, work that became survival, the life they were told to build that never actually fit. They're waking up, and they don't always know what to do next. They're not broken. They're in transition. They're returning to the metaphysical truth of who they are, just like those soldiers were returning to themselves after the chaos. That's why I love the magic of believing, because it reminds us that the human spirit, when focused and faithful, can rebuild anything. Belief is how we remember that the same power that created world lives in us, and it responds the moment we stop doubting it. Claude Bristol said, "The power of belief is the magic that lifts men and women from mediocrity to success." And that's not just motivation, that's metaphysics. Because what you believe, you broadcast. And what you broadcast, life echoes back. This book helped me understand that belief isn't arrogance, it's alignment. It's not pretending something is true. It's perceiving truth before proof. It's standing so firmly in your awareness that the physical world has no choice but to comply. That's the creative power of conviction. It's what turns thought into experience. It's what transforms someday into now. And when you really understand that, you stop asking, "Will it work for me?" and start declaring, "It's already working through me." That's the real magic of believing. Belief is the great equalizer. It doesn't care where you start, who co-signs you, or what the odds say. It only responds to one thing, conviction. That's what the magic of believing reminded me. Claude Bristol wasn't writing about mysticism from a mountaintop. He was writing about power discovered in trenches, the kind of faith forged in chaos. And that resonated with me because so much of my own journey was built the same way. I didn't start with connections or capital. I started with conviction. And that conviction became my capital. I knew that if I could see it clearly enough within, I could make it real without. That's the metaphysics of momentum. Belief has been my greatest business strategy, my most reliable spiritual tool, and my constant creative companion. When I built my first systems, launched new offers, or stepped into rooms where I was the only woman who looked like me, I relied on conviction. Because there's a point you reach where logic can't carry you anymore. Only belief can. I remember seasons where everything around me said, slow down, wait, play it safe. But my inner knowing said, move. So I did. And the way opened every single time. That's the magic of belief. It's directional. It makes paths appear where there were none. It magnetizes help, ideas, and opportunities that your effort alone could never organize. Belief is energy intelligence. It orchestrates what hustle can't. I often tell my clients, you don't get what you want. You get what you believe you can have. Because desire without belief is just wishful thinking. But desire backed by conviction? That's creative force. And conviction doesn't mean you never doubt. It means you anchor deeper than doubt. It means that even when the numbers don't add up, the faith still does. It means when doors close, you don't collapse, you calibrate. Belief gives you the courage to act before the evidence, the confidence to keep going when others pause, and the calm to know that just because it hasn't shown up yet doesn't mean it's not already set in motion. I've seen this in every part of my life. In business, belief built my systems before they had clients. In healing, belief rewired my body before medicine could explain it. In love, belief made me magnetic to peace and partnership instead of struggle. Belief has been the blueprint every single time. And the more I live it, the more I realize belief is the invisible infrastructure of success. It's what builds before the builders arrive. It's what writes the script that reality reads from. Claude Bristol called it mental magnetism. I call it energetic certainty. Because the moment you decide something is yours, the entire universe begins reordering itself to deliver it to you. That's not magic. That's law. And here's the truth. You can't fake belief. You can't affirm your way into something you secretly doubt. But you can practice belief until it becomes embodied. You can nurture conviction through repetition, gratitude, and evidence of small wins until it becomes your natural state. That's how you move from hoping to knowing, from trying to trusting, from waiting for proof to being the proof. Because belief isn't something you think. It's something you become. Claude Bristol called it the magic of believing. But long before he wrote those words, scripture had already written the same principle in language so simple it still steers the soul. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. That verse isn't poetry. It's physics. It's the energetic formula for creation itself. Faith is substance. Belief is evidence. And conviction is the bridge between the invisible and the seen. Jesus lived by that law. He didn't hope, he knew. He didn't ask reality for permission. He gave it instruction. When he said, "According to your faith, be it unto you," Matthew 9:29, he was revealing the ultimate truth. Reality doesn't respond to need. It responds to belief. That's what Bristol meant when he said that belief is the magic that lifts. Because what you believe calibrates your life. Belief is spiritual gravity. It pulls the matching experience toward you. And Jesus modeled this beautifully. He saw lack and called forth multiplication. He saw sickness and spoke wholeness. He saw storms and declared peace. He never denied what was happening. He simply refused to let it define what was true. That's the same power the magic of believing awakens in us. It reminds us that the mind is not meant to mirror reality. It's meant to mold it. In Mark 11:24, Jesus said, "Therefore I say unto you, whatever things you ask for in prayer, believe that you receive them and you shall have them." Notice the sequence. Believe you have received, then you shall have. Belief comes first. Form follows faith. Creation begins in consciousness. When I first truly grasped that, I stopped waiting for signs and started becoming one. I stopped asking, "When will it happen?" and started saying, "It's already done." Because that's what faith sounds like in motion, certainty. Bristol's magic isn't superstition. It's scripture made practical. It's Hebrews 11 in modern language. It's the reminder that when you hold belief with the same clarity that Jesus held awareness, the laws of the universe must obey. And this is why I always say, I don't worship Jesus. I practice him. I study how he walked, how he spoke, how he believed. Because Jesus wasn't performing miracles to prove power. He was demonstrating principle. He was showing us that technology of trust. Every healing, every manifestation, every multiplication began with inner conviction. He didn't just believe in God. He believed as God. He walked in perfect alignment with Source, and the material world would rearrange itself accordingly. That's what I aspire to. Not to be worshipped, but to be aware. Not to perform miracles, but to expect them as natural outcomes of divine consciousness. And that's what the magic of believing calls us to do. To live belief as embodiment, to remember that we're not waiting for proof, we're creating it, because the world isn't testing our worth, it's mirroring our faith. So when I say belief is magic, I'm not talking about tricks or spells. I'm talking about divine certainty, the kind that says, "Let there be," and knows the light will answer. That's the creative power of conviction. That's how heaven becomes visible, through faith made form. Belief isn't something you stumble into. It's something you strengthen. And just like any other muscle, the more you work it, the more reliable it becomes. For years, I treated belief like a feeling, something that would arrive when everything looked right, when the plan made sense, when I had proof that it was working. But the magic of believing taught me that belief doesn't wait for evidence. Belief creates evidence. And the only way to live from that truth is to practice certainty every single day. That's what I do now. I train my spirit to remember what it already knows. Each morning, before my day begins, I start with one powerful question. What do I know to be true about God and therefore true about me? That question centers me instantly, because if I know that God is abundance, then so am I. If I know that God is peace, then chaos can't control me. If I know that God is order, then nothing in my life is out of place. It's just in process. That's belief in action, awareness applied. Then I visualize, not just seeing the outcome, but feeling the frequency of it. I imagine myself already there, speaking it, living it, celebrating it. I feel the gratitude before it arrives, because gratitude is the emotional proof of faith. It's how you tell the universe, I've already received this in consciousness. I also practice what I call spiritual muscle memory. When doubt creeps in, and it will, I go back to what I've already seen work. Every time belief carried me through the impossible, I remind myself, if it worked before, it will work again. God doesn't forget how to be God. That's how conviction grows, through remembrance. When I'm coaching clients, I see it all the time. They have big dreams, but weak belief muscles. They want the outcome, but they haven't trained their minds to hold the vibration of it. So I teach them the same thing. Repetition creates resonance. Say it until it feels real. See it until your body relaxes in certainty. Speak it until the words stop sounding like affirmations and start sounding like identity. That's not delusion. That's dominion. Because belief doesn't mean ignoring what's real. It means recognizing what's more real. It means standing in truth even when facts haven't caught up yet. Every time I've stepped into a new level, whether it was launching a new business, writing a book, or walking into a room that used to intimidate me, I anchored in one phrase, it's already done. That sentence isn't about arrogance. It's about alignment. It's how I remind myself that I'm not trying to make something happen. I'm simply letting what's already decreed unfold. That's how belief becomes embodied. You train it until it becomes instinct. You anchor it until it becomes atmosphere. You live it until even your silence vibrates with certainty. And the beauty of living from conviction is that it softens the need to control. You don't force timelines anymore. You don't obsess over how. You simply rest in the knowing that your faith has already hired the right forces on your behalf. That's living from certainty, calm, clear, confident, not because everything's easy, but because you've already decided it's yours. So now, I don't wait for belief to show up. I show up as belief, because the moment I do, reality has no choice but to agree. Take a deep breath. Let your shoulders drop. Let your heart remember, belief is not something you find, it's something you feed. You are always believing something. The work is to choose what deserves your agreement. These reflections will help you identify where your faith has been invested and reinvest it where it belongs. Number one, what do I truly believe about what's possible for me without filters or performance? Where am I saying I have faith but secretly doubting? Can I bring those quiet doubts into the light and reassign that energy to trust? Number two, what past evidence can I recall that proves my belief creates results? When have I spoken, decided, or visualized something and watched it unfold? Let me record those receipts because faith feeds on remembrance. Number three, what would it look like if I walked through today with total conviction? Not arrogance, not striving, just knowing. How would my posture change, my tone, my timing? Can I live from that vibration now? Number four, where am I still waiting for proof before I believe? Can I flip that equation and choose to believe first, even for one small thing today? Number five, what am I currently practicing that weakens my faith? Overthinking, complaining, second-guessing, comparing. Can I replace that habit with one that strengthens my conviction, like gratitude, visualization, or silence? Number six, how can I make belief a daily discipline instead of a situational reaction? Maybe through morning declarations, daily remembering, or acting as if. Whatever helps me stay anchored in certainty, even when the evidence is quiet. Now, let's seal this with affirmations that build belief into your bones. I choose belief on purpose. Faith is my default frequency. Conviction is my creative power. I remember what God has already done, and that remembrance multiplies my faith. I do not beg for proof. I embody it. The unseen is more real to me than the temporary. It's already done, and I align with that truth now. Take one more slow inhale. As you exhale, feel that knowing settle into your body. The kind of knowing that doesn't need to be loud to be powerful. That's how belief becomes embodied, through repetition, remembrance, and resonance. Because the moment you train your faith, your life starts responding in fluid agreement. Here's the sacred truth. Belief is not something you chase. It's something you choose. It's the quiet decision you make every day to trust what you can't yet see, to hold faith when logic runs out, to remember that God's yes is louder than any circumstance's no. That's the magic of believing. It's not superstition. It's spiritual technology, the divine circuitry that connects consciousness to creation. When I say I know who I play for, this is what I mean. I'm not waiting on life to show me something new. I'm agreeing with what's already been decreed. I'm standing in the truth that my thoughts are creative, my words are power, and my faith is the key that unlocks every unseen door. Belief is the most faithful servant of the soul. It moves mountains quietly. It rearranges reality with grace. It takes what's once felt impossible and makes it inevitable. So now, I don't need to convince anyone. I simply become the evidence. I walk in rooms as a demonstration of what divine conviction looks like. I create not to prove something, but because belief compels creation to express itself through me. That's the secret every great teacher, every mystic, every innovator has ever known. Belief is the bridge. Once you cross it, everything changes. So today, may your belief be bold. May your conviction be clear. May your faith be felt before it's seen. And may your life be the loudest sermon that belief still works. Say it with me. I know who I play for, and I believe completely. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in faith, in focus, and in the radiant magic of believing. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's do it together. Head over to happyhealthyholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.